Good morning and welcome to Live Dharma Sunday on this August 12th, 2012. Reverend Coyle is still in Hawaii soaking in the Aloha Spirit. So we'll go on to today's Dharma Glimpse, which is by his big brother, Don.
The topic of my Dharma Glimpse today is time. As far back as I can remember, I have been fascinated by time, both in a scientific and philosophical sense. There have been a number of TV programs on the Science Channel that have discussed the scientific aspects of time, such as why does time always run forward? Does time have a beginning? Has time always existed? Will there be an end to time? Etc., etc., etc. Very interesting topics. From the philosophical side, there are aspects such as why does the passage of time not seem constant? As we get older, time appears to pass so much more quickly. When we were very young, in grammar school, for example, we had all the time in the world, or why it seems so long for summer vacation to arrive. In our adult lives, there always seems to not be enough time for what we want to accomplish. Such as, what? That report is due already? What about time in the Buddhistic sense? How does time fit into the Buddhist way of thinking? I found something when I was looking on the internet that I felt went right to the center of it. It's a definition by the philosopher artist Aristotle. It says, not only do we measure change by time, but time by change, because they are defined by one another. I thought this was very interesting. Change, or impermanence, is a central tenet of Buddhism. This ties the concept of time very tightly to Buddhist thought. This realization resonated with me because it really demonstrates how philosophy and science are tightly related in the everyday world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Don. Reverend Coyle recorded a Dharma talk for everyone today, and I hope you find it interesting.
Today, I want to talk about the Western paradise. See, in the Buddhist literature, they often depict the Pure Land or, you know, in the West. Amida Buddha is seen as residing in the West, in the Western paradise. Now, I don't know the origins of this. I'm not a scholar. You know, it'd be nice to do a little historical research on how this idea developed, what its implications are, and the nuances of it, but maybe the West is where the sun sets. The end of the day, the end of one's life, physical existence, and we want to go rest in the West. I didn't know that rhymed. Rest in the West. That's the best. Hey, not bad. Okay. That's a groaner, I know. Direction, you know, directionality, that's a nice dimension, I guess you'd call it. Buddhist literature is they all in the 10 directions, you know. I mean, all over, everywhere, you know. But where do we want to face? What is our attitude? This is what I'm talking about. North Star. Going for vacation to the south where it's warm. And of course, the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. If you live in a place where, you know, on the east side has been dominant, then, you know, maybe the whole region is somehow subconsciously influenced by sunrise attitudes. Whereas in Hawaii, it's, you know, it's to the west for everybody. Of course, it depends where you're starting from. But to see the sunset over the ocean, you see, that's very dominant, to see the beautiful sunset in Hawaii. Now, how do we apply this to spiritual growth in our journey, daily practice, life? Now, of course, our organization name is Bright Dawn, and that's been a theme in our Dharma names, everything. And how to start the day? Face east. You know, for a long time, I used to go on, start the day, wake up, stumble into the bathroom and brush your teeth, whatever, and our window faced east in our bathroom in Skokie, Illinois, and oftentimes I'd be brushing my teeth and I'd just face east, and it reminds me, you know, hey, start the day, there's a bright dawn. This is familiar to, you know, people who might start the day and say, carpe diem, seize the day. What does it mean, seize the day? It doesn't have to mean to be aggressive necessarily to make it count. And surely this is important, not to take the day for granted. It's just up until another day. No, it's a fresh new day, never to be repeated. So I'm going to add to this because there's another aspect of what kind of values or attitudes that one could affirm during daily activities, and that's to be as to face west. You know, sometimes you want to have the broad perspective of one's life, and one's life journey, you know, there's spring and there's autumn. Of course, spring might be associated more with beginning, but autumn has beauty too, the ripeness, the maturity, so Western paradise. We moved from the Midwest to the West Coast 4 years ago after both Adrian and I were retired, and we're still healthy, knock on wood, I knock on my head, bonk. We moved westward. Go west, young man. Like I said, associated west with Western paradise. And now, whenever I travel to Hawaii, I'm on the west coast, in the mainland, they call it, but now I'm going even further west to the Western paradise in Hawaii, which has a built-in association, relevance to what we're talking about. So one message here would be, no matter where you are, you could always go west more. You know, there's always, you got to keep going. You don't arrive. Keep going. And the other point is, we create our Western paradise. Okay. In practical terms, we say, hey, I'll just face west as a reminder of my awareness of perspective, attitudes, you know, awareness of the reality of my life. What's our life? Okay. We get so caught up in having to deal with daily things all the time. I received a tremendous quote. It was at an interfaith retreat once, and one of the organizers said, don't forget what's truly important just because you had to deal with the merely urgent. And, you know, it gave me a smile. We got responsibilities and things we got to do during the day, and sometimes you might get impatient and snap at friends and family members, or, you know, get caught up in doing things and forget what's truly important. Okay? Being patient, gentle, loving, supportive, aware of others, and so forth. Well, aren't we creating our heaven and hell in each moment? We should be aware of that. And don't get caught in the easy trap of, well, I find myself in heaven or hell, but my attitude, okay, when I'm angry, bam, I'm in hell. Likewise, when you have serenity and tranquility, and I have to settle, my spiritual center of gravity is, you know, solid foundation, I'm in Western paradise. To remind myself this, to nurture this, you can face west anytime during the day. Okay? And I think it's associated with deep feelings of gratitude. Oh, man. How fortunate I am. Okay? Face west. Boom. Okay. So that's the broadcast for today. Everybody, let's keep going and have a beautiful day in your Western paradise. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Coyle, and from me also, have a beautiful day. That's it for today.